This is, as always, Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where warrior women who have gone through absolute caca give you advice on how to get to the other side of yours. Today, I am honored and so excited to have with me Lilia Navarrete, and I would love, Lilia, for you to introduce yourself. Welcome. Please tell us who you are, where you're from, and what keeps you busy during the day.
Thanks, Nick. I'm so excited to be on your podcast. So I'm a transformational business coach for high-achieving, purpose-driven coaches, female coaches, who really want to get to their next level of success without the struggle. That's what I do, and that's what keeps me busy every single day, coaching women.
Love it, love it. And where are you from? Where do you hang your hats?
Yeah, so originally I am from Russia. I was born and bred in Russia, and I migrated to the United States, to New York City, where I am currently located, but I also am location independent. So New York City for now.
Fantastic. Location independent. I know you travel a lot, and yep. I am all about that. So fantastic. Yep. That's the lifestyle right there.
Yep, you'll see me in Thailand next week. I'll be located there.
Oh, I love it. So cool. All right, Lilia of the world, would you please, as you know, this podcast is for and about women who have been through some really rough, dare I say, traumatic stuff. Mm-hmm. Would you please summarize for us some of the rough stuff you've been through in your life? I know there are multiple things, and what was the worst part?
Yeah, so if I try to keep it short, I think I've been through my fair share of traumatic and difficult experiences. I mean, beginning with migrating to the US at the age of 18 without any family, $2,000 in my pocket in New York City. We all know how far I can stretch that. Being without for proper paperwork within this country. So going through immigration process. This is my second marriage. So I've been married twice. The first marriage was to an abusive guy who I was emotionally abused. In fact, we finished our relationship as a battered spouse and went through a divorce there. So it was difficult. But divorce was probably the best part of the marriage. So I got restraining orders from him. Got the guy out of jail. So there's a lot. I lived in Harlem for quite some time and was robbed at a gunpoint as well. But all of that, I think, cannot compare with just at some point in 2016, I realized that my whole life was falling apart. I was working in a very highly stressful environment as a foreign exchange trader for a big finance company. I just found myself with everything falling apart. My health was falling apart. I was diagnosed with B12 deficiency anemia and IBS and high level stress. And I gained a lot of weight, went through a gazillion of surgeries. My relationship was falling apart. We almost got divorced with my husband, mostly because I was completely depressed. I was borderline depressed. Hated my job, hated my life, was absolutely unhappy, did not know how to leave this place. And then the light bulb moment came in as if like, what is it that I'm supposed to do on this planet? What is it that I'm supposed to do on this planet? And that's when I transitioned to coaching, to health coaching. I actually started as a health coach because health was so important to me back then. So that was kind of the 2016 was the worst and the best year of my life simultaneously. Yeah. One of those.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So I'm just going to I'm going to invite you over to this side of the mic because like, wow, you have got enough content for about 18 epic comeback episodes. Incredible what you have been through. What a survivor, what a warrior, the strength that it must have taken. Let me ask you this. It's because of what I know about you, you are on the other side. You are living a dream. You are living your dream, location independent, doing the work that is your purpose and that you're meant to be doing. Let me ask you this. After everything that you've gone through that was difficult, that you just said, and I imagine that there might even be more than that.
Yeah.
Lilia, what is the best thing about being on this other side where you are now?
Oh, I love this question. I think the best thing is that you become the decision maker of your own life. That's the best freaking part, is that hey, it's all on you. There's a lot of responsibility, but again, it's all on you. It's what you get to decide is how you want to live your life, where you want to live, how much money you want to make, who you want to work with, who you don't want to hang out. It's like, it's just everything. And once you've done, like once you walk that path and you've done the work, what I call it, like, you know, I work with people on the inner belief side. Once you've done that work, it becomes so easy to say no to things that you don't want to attend or to engage or people. Like, it's just, it's beautiful. You're really living life by your own design. So that's like the essence of freedom.
I agree with you, and I just can't stop smiling. Listen to the answer to this question. It makes me so happy because of that contrast.
Yeah.
I mean, where you have been and where you are now, it is, that's the epic comeback right there.
Yeah.
Lilia, who are some other brave warrior women? You mentioned that you work with women coaches, and I also am wondering, other women you know, or women who have inspired you along your journey, who have been through that absolute caca and they've come out on the other side and have an amazing story of triumph and should totally be on a podcast like mine.
Yeah. It's really funny because people can ask me like, what's your role model? Like, what are, I'm this weird person who's just like, I don't like any musicians or like any particular like person who's like, yes, you know, but the coaching school that I went to is called the Health Coach Institute. So that coaching school, it's both of the founders actually women. And I think they found an amazing school with an amazing purpose, and both of them have gotten through quite serious caca, as you're saying, and gotten to the other side, right? Postpartum depression, gain weight, and, you know, loss of everything. It's a huge story, and they have inspired me consistently. One of them is Carrie Peters. She's inspired me consistently to just become that coach, woman, entrepreneur, right? And really go after your dreams, realizing that things will happen along the way. You know, we're cyclical human beings, especially women. So especially coaches, you know, because you as a coach, you want to help people, but you also want to build a business. And so sometimes I get my clients who can't understand that they both can go together, right? So we think that we can either help people or make money, and that's not true, right? We can do both. We can really do both. And that's what I love. It's that I think that we're the world changers, right? It's really just stepping into business with a different perspective and different, holistic approach, let's put it this way. So I would say any kind of, you know, all of my clients could probably be really good, really good podcast interviews for you. But these two women, so Stacey Morgenstern and Carrie Peters, I think they've really inspired me massively throughout the coaching journey.
Awesome. Thank you for that. That's really great. So we come to the big kahuna question, which is, Lilia, what is one piece of advice, or maybe two, that you would give to our listeners who are women who are struggling? They are in the middle of the thick of the crisis.
Yeah.
And that you got through so much of what happened in your life by yourself, on your own, very independently. What advice would you give to our listeners on how to get to that other side?
Yes. So I love that you said one or two. And I was like, yes, two. So first advice that I would get is support. I cannot stress this enough. And the second advice would be support and deep beliefs work, 100%. So for me, I had gotten through all of that crap that I went through. And at some point my life was falling apart because I couldn't handle it anymore. It was too much. That was piling up, was too much. And I couldn't handle it all myself. And I started seeing the change. Once I started investing in different courses, little programs, little masterminds, then big coaching programs, then one-on-one coaching, all of these things, that's when the change happened. And the biggest thing that really got me, at least emotionally, to the other side was the beliefs work, the trauma work, the mindset work. Through this beliefs work, I finally realized that there was nothing wrong with me. Absolutely zero. I get goosebumps as I say this. Nothing is wrong with me. I was taught, given, raised with a set of limiting beliefs that I had no idea existed and they were running my life. And once I started doing the deep inner work, which took me 3 years, but I've gotten a lot of crap to cover, right? So all of that really allowed me to become who I am right now. I would not be 100% where I'm right now without the support, without the beliefs work. In fact, I still get support and I still get beliefs work on a weekly basis from like different areas. So the leaders out there, the women who really go over a lot of crap, we tend to be the survivors, right? You said you're the survivor, you know, the warrior. And the thing is that we're scared to ask for support because we are the survivors and the warriors, but we need to break that pattern, you're not supposed to survive, you're supposed to thrive. And so one of my coaches says, the era of a hero is over and I cannot be happy about that. Let's stop all being heroes and survivors and ask for help, for support, not for help, for support, in order to overcome the things that we need to overcome to get to that other side.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, absolutely. 100%. When you say, Lilia, just a little follow-up question. When you say get support, what's the right kind of support? I just want to say, first of all, that may be different for different people, but for you, what was the right kind of support?
So after I've done different courses, they were all good at different stages, but the biggest thing that really helped me out was I started doing the deep beliefs coaching, because it's a personalized coaching when the right professional, the right transformational coach would really be able to dig out what are your stories, what are your limitations, what are your family contracts, right? I'm going with like family rules or family beliefs that run within your family, within you, so that you can just root it out one by one instead of doing, you know, the general mindset work or the gratitude. It all helps. But once you start getting individual help, particularly with a transformational beliefs coach, that's when you start really eradicating things that influencing you. Right. So that's that individual work that really changed my life. Oh my, I get goosebumps. Like, it's so important.
Yeah, that's perfect. So folks, what we're talking about here is we're talking about personal development. We're talking about working with coaches. We're talking about self-help. It isn't self-help. It isn't that you're just reading a book. It's that you are hiring, buying into, working with someone who is a coach, a mentor, a consultant, perhaps even all three. This is the personal development world and it changes lives. And it doesn't just change lives, changes lives quickly. It accelerates change. It brings you to where you want to be faster.
Yes, 100%.
Awesome. So final question, Lilia, since we are all about being epic, if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
If I could have one superpower, I didn't prepare for that question.
Good.
I think if I could have a one superpower, I'd probably be in like in a snap of a fingers in a different part of the world. So I can skip the flying and, you know, the exposure to all the bad chemicals and being on the plane for 14 hours and whatnot. That's what it'd be. Snap of a fingers, I'm in Thailand right now.
Awesome. Yep. We are taking you to Thailand. Teleportation. I think that's what
teleportation. Yeah.
Oh, Lilia, this has been so much fun. Thank you for being my guest today. And where can we find you online?
Thank you, Nikki. It was a pleasure. So you can find me on Facebook at Lilia Navarrete. So it's NAVARRETE. Same on Instagram, Navarrete Lilia Coach, all together. And that's about it. Or on the website, lilianavarrete.com.
All right. You got it. Again, thank you, Lilia. This is Nikki Bruno and Lilia Navarrete on the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more ideas on how to stage an epic comeback in your life after going through something life-shattering, please visit theepiccomeback.com.